Your first inclination, and rightly so, is to look for specific causes that are making the student difficult to teach. Some of these issues may be generated by the students. The most common issue is cognitive dysfunction. Thankfully, this is also the easiest issue to recognize. Issues to look for include a lack of base knowledge in the field. If you can determine the cognitive learning gap, it is easier to address in the long run. A secondary cause of cognitive gap may be the learner's interest in the area of rotation. If you have a learner focused on emergency medicine but is currently fulfilling a pathology rotation, there is a chance the student might not be expending the learning ability on the area they consider unnecessary. As an instructor, you must also consider learning disabilities in relation to cognitive dysfunction. Many learning disabilities, including dyslexia and attention deficit disorder, have been discovered in medical school. Keep in mind that these students may have developed highly complex coping mechanisms that worked in academic situations, but are often exposed in real-time, active learning situations. A second student-driven area that causes students to be difficult learners are specific non-cognitive issues. Consider the student's affective response and how it affects the learning situation. The most common affective response is nervousness. As an instructor, you will need to delineate between nervousness and learning anxiety. Ask yourself, has the nervousness gotten better as time progresses? If so, the student is probably experiencing some sort of normal nervousness. If not, you will need to delineate further. Consider questions like, is the learner nervous during patient encounters? Is the learner nervous around me? Is the learner nervous when working with various ancillary staff? The answer to these questions may better help you address the situation. Other affective issues to be on the lookout for include depression, anger, and fear. A second non-cognitive issue may be the learner's expectation and how they match with your expectations of the student. You may also consider this a simple difference of opinion. Differences may include the workload that the learner is assigned. Is it heavier or lighter than they expected? Is the volume of work different than they expected? For example, if a learner is used to a highly scheduled specialty clinic setting, they may exhibit difficulty learning in a faster-paced, less rigid scheduled rotation. The final non-cognitive issue that might cause a student to be a difficult learner are medical conditions. While many health issues may manifest due to stress and how the student deals with the stress, be aware of unmanaged pre-existing conditions such as eating disorders. In addition, substance abuse is a risk for learners in the health professions. Finally, differing learning styles may also lead to a difficult learner. Learners that are used to a traditional, non-active academic learning style, say a lecture, have difficulty adapting to the learn-as-you-go, hands-on nature of patient contact. This may present itself by the learner appearing to be overwhelmed or nervous. So if you've identified a student issue as the cause to your difficult learner, what do you do? First, document the issue. Later in this module, we have provided an easy way to document these issues. Second, if you have identified and documented an issue that you feel needs to be addressed, then have a simple chat with the learner to offer feedback on what you were noticing. We have also provided an easy method of feedback, the TIPS method, later in this module. Third, seek help from the LIC or residency coordinator to find the policies of the residency or the school may have to address the issues that you are noticing. In addition, the coordinator will know what the next specific step in the process should be.